Art, what has prompted all the recent talk about professional hockey possibly expanding to Seattle?
There's two drivers in this. One is the National Hockey League wanting to expand because they've reached some economic stability. And the second one is the desire by Chris Hansen, the Seattle native and proposed arena developer of a project in Soto, to get momentum for his project.
Well, let's take the NHL first. What's going on there?
Well, they've reached a level of financial health and strength to the point where they can consider expansion. And they've let it leak out that a letter of intent is coming from the league to prospective owners interested in taking on an expansion franchise. They have been contacted by three different groups in Seattle. One is Steve Ballmer, the retiring Microsoft executive who was partnering with Hansen in his pursuit of the Sacramento Kings of the NBA. A second group is led by Don Levin, a Chicago businessman who's a minor league hockey owner. And a third group is by an investment banker in New York, Ray Bartoszek, who actually was in on a bid for the Phoenix Coyotes last summer to buy that team and move it to Seattle, which nearly happened. So those three groups are contacting the NHL. The NHL thinks it's in a position to do something now that they haven't done in 15 years, which is expand. And they have TV contracts and other revenues coming in from a greater popularity for the sport that they think makes the time right to expand now. And their big agenda is to get to Seattle first. They want to beat the NBA here because the NBA has 41 years of history in Seattle. The NHL hasn't been here in a very long time. And so the idea is that if you're here first, you're not going to be the little brother getting the hand-me-down clothes from the big brother. So I understand the strategy. Hansen, on the other hand, needs to get his project going. And the trigger event in the memorandum of understanding is the acquisition of a team. Right now it says NBA, but that MOU can be rewritten to say the NHL can be first. They need one team. They don't need both to begin the project that would get construction funds provided. The Soto project hasn't moved in part because there's an environmental impact statement that must be released before it goes forward, and that may be subject to litigation. But nothing will happen unless Hansen gets a commitment from the NHL to expand to Seattle.
And whoever would pay to have the team here in Seattle, that's a hefty expansion fee they would pay to the NHL. Right.
It's probably at least $300 million. They would probably pair Seattle with a second city. And because there are more than two cities that are interested in an NHL franchise, they're going to pit them against one another, somewhat in the fashion that Sacramento and Seattle were pitted against each other in the fight for the Kings last year. Very unpleasant and sordid affair. And I think a lot of people are burned out from the NBA and are a little more open-minded toward the NHL.
You were saying that the NHL has no modern history here and the NBA does, but there is history for the NHL in Seattle. It's just a lot farther back.
Yeah. The informed Seattle sports fan loves to say, did you know that Seattle is on the Stanley Cup?
Yeah, from 1917.
The Seattle Metropolitans triumphed. And if you ever get a chance to look at the cup, you're going to see Seattle on it. So I don't think there's too many people around who remember that, but it is part of the substantial history of the National Hockey League.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. He's also a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.